When interviewed after offering one of the prayers at Friday's presidential inauguration, Cardinal Dolan said, rancor, division, a lack of unity seem to be part of the political process. Now, some of that is natural, some of that is expected, some of that is good, because whenever people are passionate about something, you're going to have divisions. But he continued to say that he's in the business of hope. Hope that people will come together. In the creed we profess each Sunday, we profess that the church is one. We also believe we are the body of Christ. And the church is one and is a body because of her source, Jesus Christ. We might have received that faith from any number of persons, our parents, religious education teachers, godparents, grandparents, priests. But the source of this faith is Jesus Christ, and he is not divided. The Holy Spirit dwells in us, and the church unites us in that bond of charity, helping us to come together over and above all things. And we can see this unity, this oneness of the church, isn't done away with diversity in the church. This unity amidst diversity is evident when, for instance, the Mass is celebrated in many different languages and many different lands across the world, bringing forth the same body of Christ, the same Eucharist on each altar. So many things unite us who are in this body, but still St. Paul is heard in the first letter to the Corinthians, speaking to those in the church in Corinth, not to be overcome by divisions. This is in the year 52, when that letter is written, not long after the death and resurrection of Christ. Origen, who lived in the early centuries of the church, is quoted in the Catechism saying, "Where there are sins, there are divisions, schisms, heresies, and disputes." So while we are one in Christ Jesus, sins cause our division. Sins are our actions resisting the will of God, which is that all might be one. Just a couple of months after I was ordained, I was in another city in another state, and I just finished celebrating Mass with a very nice Franciscan priest in a downtown parish with tons of people. And I'm investing in the sacristy, and a sacristan comes up to me and she says, "Are you a Vatican II priest?" Which is a way for Catholics to determine, like, if you like the Latin Mass, or if you're maybe permissive in your moral theology. A false division within the church, because the Second Vatican Council's documents show a great continuity within the traditions of the church. Since the election of Pope Francis, I've been asked, "Do you prefer Pope Benedict or Pope Francis?" Again, a veiled way of asking, "Do you like laws or do you like mercy?" I like them both. Like I had to answer that sacristan, I like all the councils. Okay? The Second Vatican Council as much as the First Council in Jerusalem. I like Pope Benedict, I like Pope Francis. We need both laws and mercy. It's a false and harmful division to make within the body of Christ. To these things, St. Paul says, "Is Christ divided? Don't empty the cross of its meaning. Up or down, left or right, it's all united in the cross. We must reconcile our personal preferences with the cross, with the one sacrifice of Jesus Christ, which unites us as a body. To be overcome by our passions is to create divisions and give ourselves license to see the other person with whom we disagree, not as a human being, but as an obstacle to our happiness, as an obstacle to our personal preferences." Origen was correct in saying, where there are sins, there are divisions, schisms, heresies, and disputes. But the other half of that quote is, where there is virtue, however, there also are harmony and unity from which arise one heart and one soul of all believers. As Cardinal Dolan said, rancor, division, and disunity might be a necessary part of the political process, but shame on us if it is part of the body of Christ. The Eucharist receives its power, like all the sacraments, from the sacrifice of Christ, the cross. This is our point of unity. And like Cardinal Dolan said, we're in the business of hope. The business of hope that we can be united, one, as the body of Christ, and we must be united as the body of Christ. And then from that unity, from this one mystical body, to unite the rest of the country, the rest of the world. And if we forget this, or if we let ourselves be overcome by our passions, or find ourselves, you know, going down that path of looking at our neighbor with with disdain and anger and letting our passions overcome us, let's spend more time with our Lord in our Adoration Chapel, in the Infant of Prague Adoration Chapel, and allow the real presence, presence of Jesus Christ in the Eucharist, unite us as one mystical body.